تمام تمام
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད
We should start by reciting the verses that Rinpoche explained yesterday in English.
The unequal supreme teacher, the Lord Muni, the lords of the tenth Bhumi, Maitreya, Manjushri, and so on.
Dan Tanjur Panike Tabu Umapa Yong Sim Umapa Sere. Ranju Tanjur Nige Sabandavore Popo Papa Ludruk Dan Tinin Lopon Ayan Deva Yapse Nire So Papa Ludruk Lopon Papa Ludruk Je Sedan Nanga Trumdan Nam Kanga Kili Yabati Rikwe Yikparin Zebai
So this verse that Rinpoche has read deals with the Madhyamaka, which divides into further schools. The Rongtong school of the Madhyamaka divides into the Svatantrika and Prasangika schools, both of which derived from the teachings of Nagarjuna and his student Aryadeva. So the verse reads, the great master Nagarjuna, with logic, he dissolved all assertions of whomsoever of non-Buddhist and Buddhist schools of thought.
The name Tang Gombo Lodrup Tini Sanjay Long Tembare Long Tensor Yang Yepar Nzimbatang Mepar Nzimbam Takpar Tawa Tang Chepar Tabe tene tromtan jikpa jikpar se pa por long de mare yo ta me pa so jikpa ti se nang gombo ludu ji tene omar thok ka so yo pa ta me pa so jikpa mong ko se pare
The protector Nagarjuna was prophesied by the Lord Buddha, and the prophecy revolved around the point that Nagarjuna would be the destroyer of conceiving of things as existing or not existing, and that he would be the one who would undermine and destroy the extremes of permanence and extinction or eternalism and nihilism. So in the reasoning presented by Nagarjuna, all what are called in the Tibetan text outer and inner schools of thought were refuted. Outer schools refers to non-Buddhist schools, and inner schools refers to Buddhist schools. And any school, whether Buddhist or not, who used reasoning on the basis of knowledge to investigate the basic nature of things and arrived at conclusions involving a focal referent or a conceptual elaboration, he refuted. The way it's expressed in the way it's often expressed is he refuted their assertions. And by saying assertions, one means any system which sets up something that could function as an object of focus. That is to say, a system which leaves certain conceptual propositions standing as a reference point. Any such conceptually grounded systems, Nagarjuna obliterated through his logic.
Deyang kelin tamje kakpa deyang rang tawa tan trumtha la hin yin je tawa tan trumtha la dang de dang sin chi de garu zoba mare ana kang se de zoba re se na chu tamje je ne lok trupa da traba tokpa la kelin tam mekpa tam kelin tam mekpa ge de pe se na tube de pe se na Rupa thamje ka de rupa zovare. Roram zovare, rupa zovare.
Oh,
Take some,
Take some. the spirit in which Nagarjuna refuted these systems was not one in which he was clinging to his own view as being something superior and looking down on the others' views as being inferior. It was not in that sort of spirit at all. It was not from the perspective of ego clinging or some kind of conceit that he conducted these investigations, but simply with a view to arriving at a reliable understanding of the basic nature of things. And in conducting this investigation, he discovered that one by one, the various assertions that one makes about a basic reality can be eliminated to the extent that they involve any degree of conceptual elaboration. So his refutation of conceptual elaborations was from the motivation of wanting to help sentient beings.
Then me par ta ba che wa nga se me ba le jom de me ba kun cho me ba la so ba me par ta ba yo na me ba le chen ba yo na ton tam be den ba tok ba la jang ha jang jang ng du chur ba ti se no then me par ta ba ta me par ta ba me par ta ba nam je khelin la rek pe noi zi tem bar ro ram ze ba
Me par zimpa.
Te le jumre me pa.
Lindre.
Kuncho me pa.
Lao.
Te ha kusunga.
Te ring du jirpa.
Oh, tha ringbo. Dundan tokpa la tha ringbo.
Oh, re re.
Tha ringbo marbe.
La re.
Ha jang tha ringbo chagre.
Then the refutation of the view of nihilism, or a view in which one conceives of things as lacking ontological validity in any sense, would be exemplified by such views as holding that there is no karmic cause and effect. Or holding that there are no three jewels, that the rare and supreme ones are invalid, and so on, or that there's no such thing as the rare and supreme ones. This view was refuted because if one holds such a view, then it places one at a very great distance from genuine reality.
Tene yobartava sedan nang ngobo nam yobartava te yobatam mayimba yobu yotor te tene dendrop the takbartava tang dembartava dendrop the tava yona tene danda ne logatung tongbanyi tin lepep togumare to togumare tisena tongbanyi le dipsi imbesena Dini Yopartava Pun Namji Yopa Drubzi Tan Yopa Kailin La Rikpunuzi Tempar.
As for the view of eternalism or things as existing, this refers to the idea of there being functional entities or things existing on the outside, and it is not, in order to qualify as being this view of eternalism, it's not merely the sense of the things as existing on the outside, but the sense of them as truly existing on the outside. And if one holds such a view, it obscures the emptiness which constitutes genuine reality, and therefore Nagarjuna found the vulnerable points in their arguments and refuted them.
Dordona trupa tamje kate tarto kabatigre sena trupa dan trave ne log la tipam ne log trupa dan trave chuni tumbare.
Ne log la tripa. Oh,
so, simjin tripa.
Oh, lead. In brief, Nagarjuna, through his reasoning, was able to point out the ultimate reality, and lead beings to it through his reasonings.
Chik dong toma lende se donga dembar me ba yin chen namla donga yin jiru donga te yin.
It is beyond single and multiple, therefore suffering has no truth, like the suffering in a dream. The suffering of change is like that as well.
Tandi jumtsin de chu tamje sedan nangge chu tamje chik da tome rang yin len de pare tangbo chik ma do pare chik ma do pe toma yang ma do pare. Tachik da tome rang yin len de pe tenzik ki donga denbar me ba yin. Donga nam donga denbar me ba am. Donga rang yin yi me ba am. Donga la ngô me ba re. Donga rang rang yin am. Donga rang la ngô me ba re. Donga la rang yin me ba ngô me ba yin na pe ji go do. Pe me na ha ko sa ma re. Kya leng me yin se na. Mala donga yin se. Mala mta me tsikpa tang. Chu cherwe donga. Yang dadan te pe donga ni da tra pe donga la so bta donga mambu kira yore mala mal pe na malam donga ye malam je donga la ngo ye mare jom sin kar re se na me chik de pe donga chong na chik ji je me la ngo ye mare me du tin ye mare sai ki sik pa la ngo ye mare malam je lu la sha tha ge ye mare di se na Tixi Medang, Tixi Lulang, oh, maybe Senna, me take the Donga Layang, oh, my baron, ye may body. Then I to tole lawy over it. Mulan Donga yeezy. Mulan de Donga and ye may but tole lawy over Senna, tole lawy over the pit and body. Then a Mulan Donga than Dragris. Jurve Donga te ye no, seta. Jurve Donga sejete, ne cap jenga to la the mill deva yere. Negap jela damay deva tezo yang jorn dogre jorve dongare. Jorn nang bole la damay negap je sakye je deva te jorn dogre jorn nang bole ne thogumare jorn te donga zogre. Jorve donga yang te yendo dembar mepa rangin mepa ngo mepa ngo mato pare sumare ngo mato pare.
So the reasoning here is with respect to any outer or inner phenomenon which is said to transcend nature of or transcend having a makeup constituted as being either singular or multiple, one or many. And since it is beyond, since any phenomenon can be demonstrated to lack the property of singularity or to not be one or not to have any element which is one, and similarly it cannot be constituted of many elements, since one cannot find a single one that is constituted, therefore suffering has no actual makeup. It has no constituting nature. It has no essence. There is no constituent actually making it up. But to understand this, one needs an example. Otherwise, it can be difficult to understand such a statement. And the example given here is of suffering in a dream. In a dream, one can have the suffering of being carried away by water or burnt by fire or meeting and staying with those who are one's enemies, whom one finds unlikable, and being separated from one's friends, and so on. There are many different kinds of sufferings we experience in dreams. All of this suffering is lacking in an essence. There is nothing constituting the suffering experienced in the dream. To illustrate that, one could examine the fire that one dreams of being burned by, and there is not a single atom of fire there. Similarly, one could examine the body that one dreams is being burned, and that body is not made up of flesh and blood at all. And therefore, the suffering that one experiences there has no essence. It has nothing constituting it or actually making it up. So this example makes it easy to understand how one can say suffering lacks an essence or is not truly existent. It is not true. And similarly, the suffering of change is like that as well. Suffering of change actually refers to happiness. The happiness of gods and humans is defined as the suffering of change because any happiness that one is able to scrounge together disappears again. It turns out to be temporary. It is not able to last for a long time. It is without any nature, any makeup, any actual makeup, anything, any essence which is constituting it. It does not exist with an essence of its own.
Then in the cup, so Chuchin Donga Lajarbu Junsin Kayin Yamna Tandanga, so Donga de Dembar Mepa, Rangi Mepa in a Gavondo, this and Donga Lajana Rikpichepa, Yapo Zogri, Gavu Yubesena, Donga Demba Maina, Gavu Yubesena, Gavu Nani, Chik Todaji, Rikpichepa Zogri, Sambayo, this and Donga Lajab.
No.
Dunga mena re gagdo. Ene gawo da trovu nga ne rikpiche ba se na dunga dembar madra ba hile lao yongre.
Lao.
Ti se na dunga le jo.
Then one might ask, why on earth is this argument related to suffering? Why is it suffering one demonstrates the lack of an essence for? That is because if one comes to understand that suffering is lacking in essence, it doesn't even have anything making it up in the first place, then one would be very happy about that. That is something we definitely would like to know. From the perspective of that, so it's as if then in knowing that, one is able to relax and to enjoy the whole form of this argumentation, and having understood that there is no suffering, then from the point of view of that that positive state of mind created by knowing that, it is easy for one then to understand and accept that happiness has no essential existence either.
Tinin kinchin kinsu oma jin le Arande nangba sanje be kelin tam Namba mayimba siru chulo yenda ke kelin tam je Chik tume rang yin le debe sena rang yin me bare son bare Da da yin le ngun da da Yanda tune chikpa ta tume rang yin trabe sa rang yin me de zong yin yin se Senang ka ngopo Nangba sanje pa tang rande nangba sanje pa tang Yende Serba Namje, Kelin, Be Kelin, Tamje, Chick Tomada Traversena, Rangi Mapper Temple.
Tini umajin de kinshin shivetsu re me.
Re re.
Re.
Kendarakita. Rama.
No, re. So then the, in the same sort of spirit, the a great learned being, or the all-knowing Shantarakshita in his text, the Umajin, Madhyamaka Lankara.
Lankara. Lankara.
refuted the tenets of both Buddhist schools and non-Buddhist schools who in any sense attributed conceptual validity to the ultimate nature of things. One could also examine this from the point of view of the causes of suffering, and one can demonstrate the lack of any constituting nature for suffering in the sense that it is not something that is able to exist without causes producing it, and one cannot find a single cause which one could say itself truly exists, nor a single condition that goes into the makeup of that suffering which itself truly exists. So since the causes and conditions producing it are a mere accumulation of interdependent, an endless series of interdependent causes and conditions, it has no constituting nature. For example, the suffering of being burnt by fire. Because any phenomenon can be demonstrated to be beyond a nature having any singularity or multiplicity, any phenomenon of samsara, any phenomenon of nirvana is without a constituting nature. Any of one's own phenomena, the phenomena of one's own experience, or the phenomena of others' experience is without a solid nature in being beyond singularity and multiplicity. It is beyond a single and multiple, therefore anger has no truth, like the anger in a dream. All afflictions are like that. If this is arranged in the format of a syllogism, it would say, given anger as the subject, it is not truly existent because it is beyond singularity or multiplicity like the anger in a dream.
Control rangi mahi patop je khontu myo la den bar yin de khontu ta khontu myo ni bo te tu drop re tu drop yin ba sen na tong ba yin na yang de ni tu drop la tu drop la tong be cha pa mahi te den bar yin de de ni khontu te den drop ra wo cha khontu la ten de khontu pe re de khontu che se lo
Te Jumson, Chiru Chiru Droy Jumson De Trudu Blood Denbari Shimbe Nam Tokyo Re
Kontro Tan Kontro Miyo Tudrop Re Tudrop Yimbe Senna Tungpa Yina Yang Tungpa Mahi Te
Oh, that's right
Mahi Pa Wangan Tro Te Kontro Pagare
Oh
Dixo Ye
Dixo Ye
Ding must hold na Yankee.
When one is in the throes of anger, so when one is experiencing a case of anger, one immediately immediately takes that as being something true, something real, and one has the sense that that one would not be able to change it. It is something as if it has an objectivity to it that one is not able to penetrate. But if one examines it, one sees that anger arises with respect to a focal object. So there, the anger itself has a reference point in the focal object, so what one is experiencing as the emotion anger is something that exists relative to a focal object. They exist in comparison to each other or relative to each other, and therefore are empty. Because they're the only kind of existence they have is this relation to each other. They are empty. But one does not know that at the time one is angry. So one is deluded. One is drawn into the delusion of the anger as being something in itself. That it is not one, but many different kinds.
Then you control la, do you go in here, no? Young mother, but in the upper control, God's a right, and I am a right. Say good to Mamba control, magic, but say not, and I oh, you are a right. Tatar, you control, Tahi, say not, Kitty, Tower, mother, but say not, then you control, and watching me.
Oh,
Marbe,
Larry.
Tell us of the book.
One could also examine the anger from the point of view of time, the incident of time in which one experiences the anger, and there one will also find that it is not one. One cannot find one time during which the anger was actually experienced. If one looks at past time, that is already finished, like a finger snap. If one looks at future time, that has not arisen yet and has no existence. If one looks at present time, the present instant is divisible into finer and finer instants until one comes to one that is so subtle that it does not exist. And therefore, any sense of a single instant in which the anger is experienced, it dissolves.
Tene kondro te ne la chena, kondro te mikin yo drawo tawe yo layang yo mare, wangbo layang yo mare, teni je pata layang mebe sena, kondro la ne de ye yo mare, ne de ye mebe sena, kondro la ngo mebare. Ngo yo na ne de ye di gogdo.
No.
Marbe.
Lare.
Takta dixo marani. Marani ke chan dixo.
One could also examine this from the perspective of the place in which the anger is. Where is the anger? Is it in the object towards which the anger is experienced? Is it in one's faculties? Is it somewhere in between? When one analyzes it, one doesn't find it any of those places. So it lacks a place in which to be or a basis. And in order to be something that existed with its own essence, it would have to be somewhere or have a base of operation, which it doesn't, and therefore has no actual essence constituting it. When one is actually experiencing the anger, one's mind is in a very confused state. So it can be so dramatic that one gets pain in one's heart, or it can cause a headache, or it can prevent you from sleeping. It can completely make you very nervous and unstable. How is it possible for something which doesn't even have a constituting essence to have such a dramatic effect? It is simply due to the fact that one does not understand what it is. One does not fathom its basic being, its true nature, ultimately what it is. Since one does not realize that, one becomes confused, one falls into the delusions connected with the anger.
Then in the case of control, a jargo between the caressana, control the tenny chong chimboyere, control latin the zong zippo, dong zippo nyamdrova, control latin the hiram nyamdrova, love jong ganga jindrova, control latin the deva nyamdrova, temba ganga nyamdrova, and control hajing chong chimboyere, delatin the tenny control mean a gagando, tenny chick to rachet the tenzi the control a jay.
So what is the reason for analyzing anger in the context of this argument of there being no one and many? The reason for it is that it is a great fault with an extremely which has extremely dramatic effects on one. It is able to completely distort one's beautiful face. It is able to disturb one's knowledge, the knowledge and understanding of things that one has developed through careful study and a lot of hard work, deteriorates while one is angry, and also it disturbs one's happy state of mind. One is completely in a distraught state. So without it, without anger, one is happy. So if one uses anger as the object of this analysis for things as having neither singular nor multiple nature, then one will be won't feel comfortable with this argument and feel like using it because we'll see the advantages. Verse then goes on to conclude that all afflictions are like that, not only anger, but any sort of disturbed state of mind or klesha is beyond being singular or multiple and therefore has no constituting nature.
Tina da omelola and kolo parbe gongba oma tarangelola, then you contrin contros on your monk and nailo tongbani the tina parte tongbani gombari.
In the context of the Madhyamaka, as taught in the middle turning of the Wheel of Dharma, and as exemplified by the Svatantrika and Prasangika approaches, one analyzes the disturbing emotions and declares them empty.
Mala mese donga yi tha ye kang ne ma chi ser donga che ba ma ba yi ji yi nam do de rang tho. Yeah.
Suffering is like the suffering of being burned by fire in a dream. Because it has not arisen from any of the four extremes, it is something which does not arise. The thought itself, which clings to its arising, this is deluded.
Dikab se chimi dobare ta donga cheba me ba donga chuchi ne lok so cheba me de dale ma ji yele ma ji nikale ma ji yumi le cha ma ji bese penamalam de me se donga.
So what is presented in this verse is the lack of arising or lack of true birth of things. So one says, since suffering does not arise, or suffering is not arising because it does not arise from itself, from something other than itself, from both of these together, or from neither of them, without, that is to say, without a cause. And since it does not arise in any of these four ways, which are the only four possible ways it could arise, since it does not arise from any of those, it has no true arising.
Ta pe mlam de re mlam de me se ba donga de mlam ju donga de donga rang le rang ke ba ya mare yi mele donga de ke ba ya mare mlam je me ma do bare tene da de yi ni ga le che ba ya mare jume le so wa ya mare ana kar re sen san je lo la pa kya gun thon nang re si re o me lo la ten de nang za re ju tin ten de so wa ten de so ba nang sam chu nang la da wa che ba do chu nang la da bu ni che ba ta.
Melamji me wrongly chewa mare.
Me mare, donga.
Gunganji.
Donga wrongly yang chewa mare. Melamji donga de wrongly chewa mare. Donga wrongly rang chewa mare. Yi me le yang chewa
mare.
Tende kwa. Nika le yang chewa mare. Yumi le yang chewa mare. Hana karre. Tende nang sam di chewa. Sikinam.
So the example for this is the suffering in a dream due to dreaming that one is burnt by fire. And if one analyzes it, the suffering experienced there in the dream does not arise from itself, nor does it arise from something other than itself. That is to say, it doesn't arise from the fire, because there's not a single atom of fire present there. And since it arises neither from itself nor other, it couldn't arise from a combination of the two, nor does it arise without a cause. Then from what cause is it said to appear? In the Chitta Mantra, it is said to, even though it has no true arising, there is an appearance due to the habitual tendencies within one's mind. And in the Rangtong Madhyamaka, one says that it is an appearance produced through the interdependent causes and conditions, like a reflection of the moon in water.
the chik to raja tinsik ni de ranju ju lo la jana deva ya po yere o ma jin so le chik to raja tinsik so che pare jeba me ba te thanjor ju lo la jana tene o ma ju pa so le ta ye le ma ji pa ta ye le ma ji bi jun tin ji jeba me ba ten pare thanjor ju lo la jana de gre
If one were to then trace these arguments in terms of which schools they mainly apply to, the argument dealing with singularity and multiplicity is used primarily in the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, for example, in the Umajin, the Madhyamaka Lankara. by Shantarakshita, where that is the main instrument of analysis, and the reasoning based on arising, which demonstrates the lack of real arising, is mainly used in the Prasangika school.
Donga cheva me bare. Donga cheva me be senata donga cheva ye bare sa. Cheva le dembar khe be nam to te rang thor bare. Karin thor bare. Cheva dembar re sa be nga chu nam to je re te thor bare. Te ga rang thor bare. Thor ba yen da kan yo bare.
Because the suffering does not truly arise, it is merely a confused idea in the mind. But what about the idea itself of suffering? That similarly has no true arisal and is itself just a delusion.
This and Sinanga Ngopo Cheva the Demba Resambe. Then, Denbar came, but Namdo, Te, Rangim, ever he got it.
So one has this thought of outer and inner phenomena as being something real, something truly existent. That is a case of one's own attachment or one's assumption based on the delusion of not understanding its actual nature.
Yumi two down travel chinning on Yimi Lu in the down rapian. Zoju travel ng don joan cape. Two down travel nello muziko de malamre.
The following verse is an aspiration prayer which says, within Dharmata, free of the mental fabrications of existence and non existence. Having completely pacified all mental grasping of it is and it is not, through being skilled in resting within a state free of creating, may you actualize the true nature, which is free of mental fabrications.
Yopa, Mepa, Nika Nimin Lasoba, Driven Tatam Chetan, Tang Travi Chunire. Tozam, Tabe Tin Limbeza, Gombe Nyams Lanza, Driba the Travi Chunire, Tudaji Chunire. Ta Tudaji Chuning, Nang Sejudang, Tudaji Chunijangala, Yimin Lu in Zindang Rapiane, Your Chuni Tuda Imbesena. Yurjinji lo yang yimba mimba yoba meba la sobe zindang ji zong na truba re kan yi sen no yor la truba mebe sen no yimba mimba yoba mebe ne Yoba the Meba Lasso Belo in Zindangi Sona, Zindang Team, Namdo Tintrobare. This and ye may lo in Zindang Hegono. Ye may lo in Zindang Hewa. Ye may send ye Mekpa. Send ye yole Mekpe, Mekpen Zindang the Hegore. Lord Dono, your chuni to Dajangana, your chin ye lo, you may to Truba Tamje Heking Negore. Then Ravote, Zovju Traveling Angdon, Joe Hippe, John Kepe, Joe Nyamban Jobacas, Zochu Mepa, Zochu Dan Targovondo, Zochu Lindegodo, O your Chuni Tudaris and Tudrazo, then on Zochu Mepa and Joe Gogodo San, Zochu Mepa la Zochu Zogre, De Kaleka Yure, Zochu Dan Traveling Angdon Joe Gogodo, then Joksorta Hajan Kepaji Gogodo. Karasena ta yor chuni tujari tisena zochu meba gogundo sana zochu meba zochu zona mangke bre zochu meba yang zochu maze par jo khe gore ha jang khe ba gore den dra won khe ba goni tuba tuben tha tham che dan dra ba ne lo tong ba ni tuben tha tham che da dra ba ne lo ga chuni ngu du se ba ri kho che mo som do to ba ri kho che ya
So then, the object to be realized, of that which is to be realized and that which is to be meditated on, is the chuni, the dhammata, and it is something to be realized that is certified through meditation. So it is a realization gained through meditation. And the Dharmata itself is free of the conceptual elaborations which would define it in terms of being something existing or not existing, a combination of both of those, or a denial of both. The pure being, or Dhammata itself, is free of all four of those. And therefore, the next line goes on to say, having completely pacified all mental grasping of it is and it is not, this refers to the mind itself that is meditating, the observer of Dharmata. One has a way of perceiving that as if that were, I am or I am not. I, the meditator, am or am not. So since the object which is being meditated on is free of all mental elaborations such as existing, not existing. Similarly, the mind which is the observer of that is free of all conceptual ideas such as being and not being. It is this in which one must become skilled in resting without any contrivances. So at the time that one is resting within pure being, it is important to be free of any sense of creating anything or contriving anything artificially. In other words, one does not sit there attempting to create a freedom from conceptual elaborations. And in order to do this, one must be extremely skilled, because it's the most difficult thing to remain free of contrivances with respect to that which is free of conceptual elaborations. Because one might think, during the meditation, one might think, well, this pure being is supposed to be free of mental elaborations, so now I will be free of mental elaborations, which itself is a mental elaboration. So, so this trap is extremely difficult to get around and requires great skill, competence in being able to rest without artificiality or contrivance within pure being. Then the verse finishes saying, may I directly manifest the basic nature which is free of mental conceptual, mental fabrications.
Ta ranju da thanjur ji cheba de nguma cheba yendo demba ka te tongba ke lemba ranju truba ka te tudra ke lemba te thanyi do ranju ji lo re thanjur ji lo la demba ka na yang tongba ran lo ke leng ma re truba ka te ka gre te tudra ran lo ke leng ma re thanjur ji lo te खेलें लें देवारे रांझू लतानी तो खेलें ये बारे खेलें ये मी सांझी चेवार मातो देवारे तेंदे काब तो मलांचिंग मातो मेवाते रांझू जो लोग लयां था तो टुड़ाची चुनी तो गुब्बसे ना तेने टुड़ाची ने लोग तो पर मलम दे मलम नहीं मेवा मलम चिक निकले कहीं से ना रांझू जो या उमा रांझू जो लोग लयां
As explained before, the difference between the Svatantrika and the Prasangika, the major difference is that the Svatantrika refutes true existence and then asserts the emptiness of that true existence. Whereas the Prasangika refutes true existence but does not assert the emptiness of it. So the Prasangika does not assert the emptiness free of conceptual elaborations as being something. And that is the only difference between the two schools in this regard. The one asserts the emptiness, the other one does not. Then this verse includes both of those schools within the aspiration prayer that is offered here, because basically they both believe the same thing about the about genuine reality, namely that it is free of any conceptual elaborations. It is an emptiness free of conceptual elaborations. And therefore, both schools are included in the aspiration prayer offered here.
Lobom Baba Ludro Jesadanangadromda Kangla Gili Yabade Rigbe Jibar. The boy, Jigdanto, my lady, don't I then bar me by Pena Milan, don't I? Jurve, don't I? Dejin, Jigdanto, my lady, Congro, then bar me by Pena Milan, Congro, Jumong Dom Jedejin, Milan, Mise, don't I? Taiji Gangle Maji Dongai Jiwa Mebai Jiji Namdo De Rangru Yime Drudang Drave Chunyi Yime Luyen Zindang Rabjian Zuju Drave Ngangdo Jogi Drudang Drave Nelong Zizhu.
Yeah, that's it. The great master Nagarjuna with logic he dissolved all assertions of whomsoever of Buddhist and Buddhist school.
such a practice perfect in the paramitas and perfectly abides at the unit of the tenth level.
Sonam de
Tamche Singbani, Omen Lode, Ranam Babjini,
Tegan
Noche,
Malabro
Bai, Sibe Sole, Dodo,
Manjur
Lambo,
Kuye
Tashi,
Yanadu,
Sungi Tashi,
Bada
de Medigi,
Tashi,
Jarve
Kosundi,
Tashi.
Nendere
ni mo